The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light, and those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
First, for our situational awareness, go Seahawks, right? I'll be interested to see how many people are at the Sunday night mass this evening, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, now, let's focus on Jesus, right?
Okay.
Over the last 2.5 weeks or so, I've had a lot of funerals, more than normal. 14 or 15, depending. I had gravesides, I had funerals at both parishes, and lots of opportunities to pray for those who have died. And it might seem strange, but I actually enjoy celebrating funeral masses because there's a certain need for the people there, and obviously to offer the highest form of prayer for this loved one who died by celebrating the Eucharist. And it's always beautiful to see the family bringing their loved one, kind of carrying them home a final time and presenting them to Jesus. It's also beautiful to hear the eulogies when people are reflecting on how they've seen this person grow in holiness over the course of their lives, about how they've responded to the work of the Holy Spirit and tried to be a good disciple of the Lord. And, you know, just like us, they have their own issues or challenges throughout the course of life. But there was a common theme that kept coming up that we hear in our readings today. The first in the gospel that we just heard is that Jesus calls each one of us, which is kind of an amazing thing to think about, right? Jesus knows us so well, each one of us, that he calls each one of us. And all these people that we celebrated the funerals for, they could acknowledge, right? The Lord's called me in a certain way. And then how am I going to respond? By listening to his teachings, as we heard, by hearing him proclaim the kingdom, and by his healing ministry, especially in the sacraments of the church. Then I would see throughout the course of these people's lives, right? I'm there praying with them and all these opportunities, that in the vast majority of them, even though they went through some of the hardships of life, they were filled with joy and gratitude and light because they knew the risen Christ in this life. We just heard in Isaiah, in the first reading today, that we're not supposed to be people in darkness and gloom because Christ is risen from the dead. We get to encounter him every time we proclaim the word of God and celebrate the Eucharist, that we're supposed to be people filled with a deep sense of joy and gratitude for the Lord. And that's what all these people shared in the course of their lives. And then the last one, which comes from Corinthians today, is that all these people that I was praying for, in general, they were a source of unity in the church. They would help in different ways, do what they could to build up the community of the faithful, and they would never be about rivalries or divisions. Now, if you're paying close attention to that reading from Corinthians, Paul is speaking to the Corinthians, and he says, I've heard that there's divisions among you. Imagine that, everybody, right? I heard that there's divisions among you, that some of you prefer this way of preaching. I belong to Paul, Apollos, Cephas, etc. And then Paul says, what are you doing? Don't create divisions among yourselves. We're all here because we're trying to love Jesus. We're all here because Jesus is the one who unites us all together. Now, it's not just among the faithful. It's also among other layers of the church. Among the priests, we are very different. Have you all noticed that over time, right? You've seen different priests and met different priests. And the gifts that God gave us and how we live out our priesthood. But when we gather together, we focus on what unites us together. It doesn't do us much good to focus on what divides us or for people to look across and be like, I'm a better priest than you, or I'm holier than you, or I pray in this way, so I'm better. That doesn't help us. And unfortunately, sometimes I encounter in the life of the church where people are rivals with one another. And they look across at one another and be like, how come you don't do it the way we do it? You know? That doesn't help us, everyone. All of us are here to strengthen and lift each other up. People have different ways of living that out, expressing it, it's fine. But we are united in Jesus. Now, at the end of these funerals, and we reflect on these people's lives, and we present, unite their life with the life of Jesus, and we bring them home and all these things. And then I'm able to say with confidence, and many of whom I know well, well done, good and faithful servant, right? We've responded to the Lord in faith, hope, and love. We've been people that know that we're called. We listen and teach, you know, the teachings of Jesus. They live in joy and light. They're a source of unity in the church. And may God say the same thing about all of us, right? At the end of our lives, well done, good and faithful servant.